All right, before you call the roll, I probably should call the meeting to order and declare that we have a quorum because we have all five members present. All right, now would you please call the roll call?
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Alejandro?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
Member Hanson?
Here.
All members present.
All right. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
Yes, I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2D, paragraphs 1, 11, 14, 15, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act and Section 6D of the Riverboat Gambling Act to discuss items on the closed session agenda relating to personnel, staff recommendations, the closed session minutes, investigation concerning applicants and licenses, and litigation, including pending actions and actions that the board finds are probable or imminent, resulting from denials of license applications and renewal applications, denials of requests for hearing, and requests to reapply.
Is there a second?
Well, there is but one correction as the Video Gaming Act, and so second.
Yes. Okay. Well, does the movement accept the amendment to the motion, changing Riverboat Gambling Act to
Video Gaming Act?
Video Gaming Act.
Yes.
All right, with that, and the amended motion has been seconded?
Seconded, yes.
Is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, members.
You.
Dolan?
Okay.
Is there another motion? Is there a motion?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn to open meeting to the following morning.
So moved.
At 9 a.m.?
9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Chairman Tracy?
Here.
Member Robinson?
Here.
Member Alejandro?
Here.
Member Dolan?
Here.
Member Hanson?
Here. Present.
All members present.
All right, we have all five members present, so that is obviously a quorum. So I call the meeting of the IGB video open session to order on this 9th day of February 2018. The first item of business is approval of open session minutes from the meeting of January 9th. Is there a motion?
I move that the board approve the open session minutes from its regular meeting of January 9th, 2018.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any abstentions?
I will abstain, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Because you weren't here. very good. The motion carries by a vote of 4-0 with one abstention. Chairman's report comments. The only comment I have is that we were prepared to address several requests for hearing and requests to reapply today, but apparently that did not make it to the agenda. So we're going to have to defer all those to the next meeting, which appears to be on March the 7th. Any other board member comments for video?
No.
Mr. Administrator?
Just wanted to let you know that right now we have 6,403 locations operating 28,582 machines. We have also begun the implementation of G2S technology, so we see that as something that's going to be really beneficial to the industry. And hopefully we'll continue to roll that out at a pace where, it makes everything better from a functional standpoint. So that's the update.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Administrator. Public commentary, Ms. Gilroy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what a morning it is.
Yes.
I'm glad you all made it here. As you may know, I've been visiting various video gambling locations to see how they operate. I've discovered that two organizations, Blackhawk, which operates Dottie's, and Laredo, which operates Shelby's and Stella's, instruct their employees to ask everyone entering their doors to show their IDs. These organizations also use computers to check patrons' IDs against their list of members in their player clubs that they have. I would imagine that other locations that host video gambling machines do the same, or could do the same. So there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that these locations could not be checking those same IDs against the list of people you have who have signed up for the Addicted Gambler Self-Exclusion Program. Isn't the purpose of having that program so that people who have self-identified as having a problem with gambling can be dissuaded from succumbing to their own temptation to gamble? Conveniently, convenience gambling is even more tempting for addicted gamblers than casino gambling because it's right in their neighborhoods. Many of the over 6,000 Illinois video gambling locations have signs advertising video poker and slots here, which are visible from the street. And slot machines are in businesses that addicted gamblers may be visiting for some other reason, such as to pay for gas, to buy dinner, or to do their laundry. Chairman Tracy, at the December 2016 meeting, you made the announcement that you were hopeful that a rule for the self-exclusion program for video gambling would be ready by the January 2017 meeting. Also, at the January 2018 meeting, the executive director of the Illinois Gaming Machine Operators Association testified to this board that they are committed to, quote, developing new tools to assist problem gamblers, unquote. Yet here we are, over 15 years since the casino self-exclusion program was introduced, over 8 years since video gambling was approved, and over a year since your announcement. And there's still no self-exclusion program for video gambling locations. What is the delay? When will it start? Is it all just talk?
Thank you, Ms. Gilroy. Mr. Administrator, can you give us an update on this?
I don't know the status of the rule right now with JCAR, but I can find that out and let Ms. Gilroy know.
All right. Thank you. All right. Shira?
Morning, here for board policy.
All right.
So if we're moving along.
Yes.
For the record, Shira Helpful, Deputy General Counsel of the Board. The board's legal staff is proposing to amend Rule 570 of the adopted rules on video gaming. This is the rule that addresses renewals of licenses. The amendment directs the board to non-renew locations with active tax liabilities or a history or pattern of outstanding obligations to the state of Illinois, and it allows the locations to reapply without leave of the board, provided that certain conditions are met. And that's Rule 570 amendment.
Okay. So can you give us sort of a layperson's explanation of the purpose of this rule?
It's basically to streamline our current treatment of these locations with active tax liabilities and to allow the locations to reapply faster without having to seek the board's approval to reapply. Certain conditions we're looking at is if the locations can provide satisfactory evidence that they are current on their taxes within 10 business days, we would allow them to reapply without leave. They pay a penalty, we would allow them to reapply. We have not yet locked down the language of the amendment.
Okay. So the actual language then will be in the next board packet?
It could be. That's really a question.
So this is for informational, you're not asking for action today?
We're asking for approval to file it. So this is for an amendment to Rule 570.
Okay, but I may have missed it, but was that in the board packet, or have we seen that, the language of the rule?
It was in a memo, I'm not sure if you've seen it. This is the presentation, if you want to ask questions about it.
I'd certainly like to see it.
You could table consideration
until March.
March.
Okay. I mean, the concept makes perfectly good sense.
Issue is that we every month have problems with locations having active tax liabilities and non-renewal on those bases. A lot of those locations have been able to provide proof that they have satisfied their obligations. Right. We want them to have the flexibility to then reapply. Yeah. And to move forward without interruption.
Yeah, I think it's sounds like a very, very good rule, excellent rule. Certainly would approve it in concept. Can we do that, just approval in concept today and then see the actual language and approve the language in March?
You could approve filing it and it'll be published and there'll be commentary from the industry and it'll be a reshaping in that way.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not comfortable, doing that until I see the the actual rule.
Well, you're the board member.
Right, so, well, I'd like to table this then, but I would like to call for approval in concept, though. Is there a motion to approve this rule in concept?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
I might say that it's an issue that you brought up to the industry, and I guess it's hard to understand why people don't pay their taxes. I mean, it's a challenge for us to say you should be licensed when you have multiple situations where you don't pay taxes. I mean, you know, and it certainly is challenging for the board to say you're acceptable to operate in this industry if you're not paying tax. So I would certainly suggest to terminal operators and locations that, you know, you're on top of it.
And Mark, is it just my, I don't know, imagination, or is it seem like, it seems like there's more and more of these, and maybe it's just because there's more and more licenses out there?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Member Robinson?
No, it's fine. I think we do get a lot of them, and I was just trying to refer to the administrator.
Right. Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Mark, for adding that. And thank you, Mrs. Hoffa. Thank you, Shira. All right, manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licensee items. License renewals, Patriot Gaming.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Ostrowski, Mr. Lorenzini, staff. Donna Moore on behalf of Patriot Gaming, seeking license renewal of its manufacturer license.
Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the supplier license of Patriot Gaming and Electronics, Inc. for a period of 1 year, expiring in February 2019.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Great, thank you.
Terminal operators, initial license, GTAV Gaming. Staff has recommended that this be denied based on, I guess, a number of background check concerns. Would that be a fair way of saying it?
Yes.
Is there a motion to accept and adopt the staff's recommendation in that regard?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board deny the terminal operator license application of GTAV Gaming, LLC, and authorize the administrator to issue a notice of denial as the applicant has failed to demonstrate its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. License renewals. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a term of 1 year, expiring in February 2019. American Video Gaming LLC, Awesome Hand Services LLC, DBA Awesome Hand Gaming, Gold Rush Amusements, Inc., DBA Gold Rush Gaming, Latner Entertainment Group Illinois, LLC, Melody Gaming LLC, Renville Gaming LLC, Skyhill Gaming LLC.
I understand that Member Hansen plans to abstain from Gold Rush, so Member Dolans, can we take Gold Rush out of that motion?
Yes.
And do a separate motion? So you accept that amendment?
Yes.
All right, is there a second to the amended motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Now, is there a motion relative to just Gold Rush?
Yes, I'd like to make a second motion on the board renewing the following operator license for a term 1 year, expiring 2019, Gold Rush Amusements, Inc., DBA Gold Rush Gaming.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Disassociations. Mr. Lorenzini?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff asks that you consider issuing a notice of disassociation to Excel Entertainment Gaming with respect to Anthony G. Curtale, acting as a sales agent for the company due to concerns raised during staff's investigation.
Is there a motion relative to staff's recommendation?
There is. Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a notice of disassociation to Accelerant Entertainment Gaming LLC, directing it to disassociate from Anthony G. Cortali. Said disassociation to become effective 21 days from the date of service of the notice, unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Technicians and terminal handlers, initial licenses, approvals, and denials. Mr. Lorenzini.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, staff provided you this month with a number of applications for technician and terminal handler licenses. Based on our review of those applications, we are recommending that the board issue 56 terminal handler licenses. We further recommend that the board authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 5 terminal handler applicants.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move the board approve 56 terminal handler licenses and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following: Crystal Star Moore, Jorge Luis Aviles, Cordario Dewan Tobler, Miguel Angel Rivera, Joshua Andrew Kozert.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. License renewals and non-renewals. Second motion.
Additionally, staff requested the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed and renewed in February 2017, and are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, properly update their application and pay their annual fees on time.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in February 2018 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and remain in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and board's rules.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Video gaming establishment applications, initial licenses, approvals, and denials. Mr. Lorenzini.
Chairman, members of the board, staff provided you this month with a number of video gaming establishments for your consideration. We recommend that the board approve 76 video gaming license establishments and authorize the administrator to issue notice of denial to 5 applicants.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 76 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in February of 2018.
Should that be
2019?
76?
Okay.
So that should be, Mr. Lorenzini, that should be 2019. Right. Okay, so.
I'll start all over.
All right.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board approve 76 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in February of 2019. And authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to following: Adam Eklis, DBA Lazy Bonds Liquor, Wonder Foods Incorporated, DBA Wonder Foods, BSZ Incorporated, DBA Brookfield Ale House, Jesse Myers, DBA City Hall, Mick and Mary's Inc., DBA Mick and Mary's.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Second motion.
Staff further recommends that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stops, veteran, and paternal establishments that were licensed and renewed in February of 2017 and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board rules.
This is also 18.
Making a correction from 2019 to 2017.
Okay.
So 2018.
All right.
Yeah, that should say 18.
That should be 2017.
2 years.
17 or 18, 2 years.
17. 2 years.
It was
a year ago.
Yeah.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishment, truck stop establishment, veteran establishments, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in February 2017. And that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Act and the Board's rules.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Going back to the motion, the second motion, renewing licenses of technicians and terminal handlers that were licensed or renewed in February of 2017. I think we used the date of February 2018 in the motion, so I would ask the movement if he would accept an amendment to that motion.
Accepted.
To February 2017.
Yes.
And I don't know who seconded it, but would you seconded it?
No,
you would accept that saying?
Yes, I would.
All right, as amended, I call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. All right, I believe we are now on to disciplinary actions. Is that right, Mr. Lorenzini?
Yes.
Active tax liability and failure to meet minimum qualifications. Mr. Lorenzini.
Staff has recommended that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the terminal handler license of Ulysses Garcia Leonardo for failing to disclose his arrest and conviction in November 2017.
Is there a motion?
There is, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the terminal handler license of Ulysses Garcia Leonardo. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of the service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Staff further recommends the board revoke the license of two locations that have expired liquor licenses and current active tax liabilities.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the location licenses of Arrowwood Financial Corp., DBA Ashwood Bar and Grill, and Durbin's Inc., DBA Durbin's Express. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
We next recommend that the board revoke the establishment licenses of two related locations with very large and very old outstanding tax obligations to the state, as well as histories of prior active tax liabilities. In addition, the master entities of these locations are dissolved as of December of last year.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the location licenses of Jenny's LLC, Freeburg DBA, The Wayward Pub, and Jenny's LLC, Sparta DBA, The Wayward Pub. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Failure to prevent underage access to VGTs. Mr. Lorenzini.
Our next recommendation stems from underage gaming compliance investigations recently conducted by the board's agents. During these compliance checks, board agents identified 17 establishments that failed to prevent underage individuals from accessing video gaming terminals. Staff recommends that a $5,000 fine be assessed against each of these locations.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the retail establishment licenses of the following 17 licensees: Alonso LLC DBA Potestas Pizza, Bertrand Lounge Inc. DBA Bertrand Lounge, Olympic Flame Restaurant Inc. DBA Anastasia's Restaurant, Big Ed's Barbecue LLC DBA Big Ed's Bar and Grill, 17 North LLC DBA 17 North, Chen's Buffet, Inc., DBA Hunan Buffet, Gautana's Enterprises, Inc., DBA Gojo's, La Opera, Inc., DBA La Opera, Hallie and Glenn, Inc., DBA Darcy's Pint, and Amgia Market, LLC, DBA Annie's Place, Chronister Oil Company, DBA Quick and Easy, license number 151-000612, Love's Travel Spots and Country Stores, Inc., DBA Love's Travel Stop, number 249, license number 121-010-097, Capital Show Me's, Inc., DBA Show Me's, The Village Tavern of Long Grove, Inc., DBA The Village Tavern of Long Grove, R.W. Skip Smith, Inc., DBA Jesse Oaks, Hanover Enterprises, Inc., DBA Firehouse Pub, and Barbecue Productions, Inc., DBA Barbecue Productions. For permitting persons under the age of 21 to access, use, or play video gaming terminals, said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless the establishments each pay a fine of $5,000 or properly file answers within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Yes, but before I do, I am troubled that month to month we are seeing the number of retail establishments failing to keep underage gamblers out of their businesses. And it's troubling. We talk about SEP program and problem gambling, and I truly believe that some of this is really rooted in allowing underage folks to gamble, and where they really don't know how to manage themselves. But at some point, I want to encourage either we start increasing the fees on this, but it's troubling that month to month, I'm seeing that the number of violations increase. So I just ask that all of you out there, and encourage your colleagues to practice making sure that underage gamblers aren't in your establishment or touching your machines. But this is troubling for me across the board. But with that said, I do second this motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I would like to abstain, Mr. Chairman, as to Love's Travel Stops. The record was so reflect.
All right. Let's do that by separate motion then. Member Alejandre, would you accept an amendment to that motion to exclude Love's Travel?
Yes, I would.
All right. As amended, Member Robinson, will you second again?
As amended, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Any opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Now, is there a separate motion as to Love's? Member Alejandre.
So based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the retail establishment license of the Love's Travel Stops and Country Stores, Inc., DBA Love's Travel Stop, number 249, license number 121-010-097.
And I second.
For permitting persons.
Go ahead.
For permitting persons under the age of 21 to access, use, or play video gaming terminals. Said actions to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaints, unless the establishment pays a fine of $5,000 or properly files an answer within that time frame.
I second that.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And Member Hansen abstains. So that motion carries four to zero with one abstention. Mr. Lorenzini, owner, PSIC, with crime of dishonesty or felony conviction.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we recommend that the board revoke the licenses of two locations because the owners have a felony conviction, which also is not disclosed.
All right. Is there a motion?
Yes, based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue disciplinary complaints revoking the establishment licenses of Heather Cox, DBA, PD's Place, and J.D. Elliott, Inc., DBA, J.D.'s Q's and Brews. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint, unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. failure to disclose owner PSIC with felony conviction.
We are also recommending, Mr. Chairman, that the board revoke, or, yes, of revoking the establishment license of Tailgaters Bar and Grill for failing to disclose a person with PSIC with felony conviction.
Is there a motion?
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Tailgaters Bar and Grill LLC, DBA Tailgaters Bar and Grill LLC. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that timeframe.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Lorenzini.
Our last recommended disciplinary complaint is against Satellite Tavern, location operating at 2D and PSIC. Both of them had felony convictions that were also not disclosed.
Is there a motion to that effect?
Yes. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board issue a disciplinary complaint revoking the establishment license of Satellite Tavern LLC, DBA Satellite Tavern. Said action to take effect 21 days from the date of service of the complaint unless an answer is properly filed within that time frame.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Other matters, Mr. Lorenzini.
We finally have two recommended decisions for administrative law judge for the board to consider. First, staff recommends that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in Backwater Bar and Grill and issue a final order on revoking this licensee's video gaming license.
Is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in DC-V-16-72 in its entirety and enter a final order revoking the video gaming license of Backwaters Bar and Grill, Inc., DBA Backwaters Bar and Grill.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Lastly, staff recommends that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in Trudy's Cafe and issue a final order of licensing this location.
So is there a motion to that effect?
There is. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board adopt the administrative law judge's recommended decision in case number 160703918 in its entirety and enter a final order setting Phase 4-D, Inc., DBA Trudy's Cafe of Cash Island to license.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Mr. Administrator and staff, is there any further business for this meeting of the video gaming session? All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting's adjourned.